Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Kateri Tekakwitha, and from the United States, we hear from Linda Lysakowski, an advanced certified fundraising executive, author of about 40 books, and an Adrian Dominican associate. Linda is active in St. Bernadette Catholic Church in Kansas City, Missouri. Her preaching today is entitled Sin City.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the judgment day than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we hear a lot of talk about cities in our first reading from Isaiah and in our responsorial Psalm 48. Then in the Gospel, Jesus steps in and talks about the cities that did not repent. But was he condemning the cities themselves? Now, I must tell you, I lived in for 23 years what Americans know as Sin City. Yes, Las Vegas, Nevada. In fact, there was even a Sin City church in Las Vegas filled with wonderful people who ministered to people in nursing homes and others. So were all these cities that Jesus talked about sinful? Or were the people in these cities sinful? Since we are all sinful, I guess that means that every city in the world is really Sin City. But it was not the cities Jesus was denouncing, nor even the sinful people. What he strongly denounced was the unrepentant people of these cities, where he had worked so many miracles. I wonder if today we make our own sin cities, not so much because we sin, but because we do not repent. And what should we be repentant for? Well, we all have various personal sins, but we can have those sins forgiven when we repent in the sacrament of reconciliation. But it might be more than our personal sins we should be repentant for. What about our communal sins, including what we are doing to our cities and ultimately our world? Data centers that are polluting our cities and states, destroying sister water, as St. Francis called our oceans, rivers, and streams. Are we throwing plastic bottles and other debris into sister water? Are we using pesticides that destroy sister Mother Earth? Are we failing to protect endangered species, such as bees who pollinate our plants and flowers? Do we recognize our part in this communal sin and repent for it along with our personal sin? Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Kateri Tekakwitha, known as the Lily of the Mohawks, protectress of Canada and patron saint of the environment and ecology. Kateri was born in New York State and converted to Catholicism at the age of 19 and then moved to Canada. Committed to life as a virgin, she became known for her devotion to Jesus, her diligent work ethic, and her dedicated prayers for her fellow native people. She was canonized in 2012, the first Native American saint. She was an example of someone who cared for her people, her cities, and the two countries in which she lived. Let us take this opportunity to contemplate our actions, both personal and communal, to repent of our personal sins and our sins against the world by first seeking reconciliation, and second, by taking action to preserve our earth in whatever way we can. And so I ask you to think about that today. What are not only your personal sins, but the communal sins in which you might be a part of? And what can you do to be repentant for those communal sins? Amen.